Welcome to Founder House, the podcast that takes you inside the vibrant social club for venture-backed founders. Based in our first clubhouse in Venice, California, we bring you exclusive insights, firsthand stories, and valuable lessons from entrepreneurs who are shaping the future. In today's episode, we'll cover anxiety, flow, reading, attitude, grief, love, and making mistakes as essential elements for personal growth and development. Thanks for your interest in Founder House. I'm Rick Gibson, one of the co-founders and members. So I came across some interesting ideas in James Clear's newsletter that I thought I'd share with you today. Let's dive right in. Idea number one, anxiety is thought without control, while flow is control without thought. It's an interesting way to think about these two mental states. When we're anxious, our thoughts are often racing and uncontrollable. On the other hand, when we're in a state of flow, we're fully engaged and in control without needing to actively think about it. It's that magical feeling of being completely absorbed in what we're doing. In my experience, when I'm in flow, it's like I'm witnessing myself perform actions, while anxiety is the imagining of possible states without action, and a response of not knowing which way to go to get closer to the objective. Moving on to idea number two, have you ever finished reading a book and found yourself agreeing with everything it said? Well, it might be a sign that you haven't done enough reading yet. Initially, it's natural to be swayed by reasonable arguments. But as you read more and widen your knowledge, you start to see that even the best arguments have limitations. So it's important to keep reading and seek a diverse range of perspectives to challenge and expand your own thinking. Now, idea number three. We often seek solutions to our problems, but what we really need are attitudes. Instead of focusing solely on the answers, we should cultivate attitudes that support growth and progress. For example, rather than obsessing over having the perfect body, we should adopt an attitude of training and taking care of ourselves. Instead of always searching for the answer, we should embrace an attitude of curiosity and a love for learning. And rather than wishing for an easier life, we should adopt an attitude of perseverance and resilience. It's the right attitude that paves the way for positive outcomes. I came across these concepts earlier in life, but first encountered them professionally in a software engineering role. Relying on a process and making small changes can help us stay engaged toward our desired outcome. James writes about this in his book, Atomic Habits, which I recommend for its explanation of being process-driven and explaining the benefits of the aggregation of marginal gains. Moving on to some quotes from this newsletter that caught my attention. Musician Nick Cave shared a powerful insight on the connection between love and grief. He said, "If we love, we grieve. That's the deal. That's the pact. Grief and love are forever intertwined. Grief is a reminder of the depth of our love, and just like love, it's something we can't negotiate or avoid." Physician Lewis Thomas highlighted the importance of making mistakes. He said, "Mistakes are at the very base of human thought. We are built to make mistakes, coded for error. It's through trial and error that we learn and make progress. Making wrong choices is essential for us to grow and succeed." Yesterday, I was listening to a Huberman Lab podcast episode, and it underscored the notion of not only performing repetitions in order to master a skill, but the importance of error reps, making mistakes, as that pathway to mastery. Now, here's a question for you. What's the one task that, if completed, will make today a success? Think about it and consider what you can do to make it as easy as possible to get started. Sometimes, breaking down the task into smaller steps or removing distractions can make it easier to take that first step towards success. This is the one grain of sand better each day mindset that has worked remarkably well in my personal experience. Well, that's it for today. I hope you found these ideas and quotes thought-provoking and inspiring. Thanks for listening. Until next time. On today's episode, we explored the power of recognizing our limitations, embracing flow, and the interconnected nature of grief and love, reminding ourselves that mistakes are vital for growth, and encouraging listeners to identify one task for success today. Thank you for joining us on the Founder House podcast today, where we explored the world of venture-backed founders and their journey to success. Don't miss our next episode as we continue to bring you insightful conversations, tips, and advice. Remember to subscribe and join our social club to stay connected with the thriving community of entrepreneurs at Founder House. You can find us on Abbot Kinney Boulevard in Venice, California, or online at founderhouse.com. That's founderhaus.com.